Hey everybody, welcome to the Warframe Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 616, Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, episode 12, Face to Face Part 2.
It aired. There's some twos in here. It aired. I was trying to keep the rhythm going, but there's not enough. It's May 22nd, 2007, but like that's not enough twos. 21st, rather. 22nd would have been better, because then that's two twos at least. Anyway, written by Jackie Marchand, directed by the Witness Protection Zone, Mike Smith. Coming directly from somewhere in northern Arizona.
Parts unknown.
Parts unknown. I've always wanted to make a comic book called Parts Unknown about wrestling, but like, what if wrestling was like a fantasy wasteland?
Yeah.
But like, it just wrestling was real there, and like, the main character had to like learn a cool move to win or something. I don't know what the plot would be, but I just think Parts Unknown would be a really cool title for a fantasy pro wrestling comic. And you get real weird with territories and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you have the Undertaker.
Well, he's from Death Valley.
Yeah, he's not from Parts Unknown. Who
else is from? Ultimate Warriors from Parts Unknown.
Ultimate Warrior. Danhausen.
I believe Danhausen's from I believe Papa Shango was from Parts Unknown.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that.
I feel like we know a lot of the parts that maybe Papa Shango could have been from. If you just do a little bit of math on like what kind of he's bringing to the table and where maybe those origins are. Nobody else? Mankind?
There's gotta be more.
Was Mankind from Parts Unknown?
He is from the Boiler Room.
Officially?
I don't think that's officially what they say. Because, Cactus Jack is from Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Right.
And I think they also carry that over to Dude Love for some reason.
Yeah, Dude Love is from the Love Shack, baby.
Who is from Parts Unknown?
This is the kind of wrestling journalism you're only going to get here on the Morphin Grid of Power Rangers podcast with very few professional wrestling fans as listeners.
Not Anthony Bourdain. It was a food show.
Oh, damn.
Parts Unknown, Pro Wrestling Wiki. Here we go.
Yeah, who's from here?
All right, we've got Abyss.
Okay.
AJ Petrucci, is Super Destroyer 1.
That's not a name I've ever heard in my life.
The Angel of Death, the Brothers of Destruction.
They were from Parts Unknown, but one of them's from Death Valley.
Brutus Beefcake.
Brutus Beefcake? You couldn't find an address for Brutus Beefcake? Dude's a barber. He owns a business. He's got to pay taxes.
These are in alphabetical order, but Kane is from Parts Unknown.
Okay, so Parts Unknown is like a negative number. As soon as you attach it to anywhere, they're also from Parts Unknown.
Yeah. This is a surprisingly short list. It doesn't
right?
even have Danhausen on it.
That's wrong.
Crossbones, I don't know who that is. Super Destroyer 2. The whole of Dungeon of Doom.
Right. Well, they're from the Dungeon of Doom.
Jimmy Jacobs.
Okay, that makes sense.
Kane, I've already said. I don't know who Chiron is. I don't know the rest of these, except for Warrior.
I don't know who Chiron is.
Len Denton, Mysterious Q, Rick Williams.
Oh, Mysterious Q's good. Mysterious Q wrestles in Texas. I don't know. I don't think he was. I think he didn't debut in Inspire until after you had moved. But
Yeah.
But I've seen him wrestle. Dude is enormous. He's like 6'12", and he wears a mask, even though he's very handsome, because he took it off for some reason. And I was like, why do you have that mask on? You have a great face.
Rick Williams, the Assassins, the Creatures, the Missing Link, the Nightmares, and Ultimate Warrior are the only ones that are on this list. Someone should update this and put Danhausen on
here. Add Danhausen. Unless Danhausen is from a part known. Because I know like Donovan Danhausen was from Hell, Michigan, but that was before he was possessed by the devil.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
So it could be anybody.
That could be anybody with that same
big
devil chest tattoo.
Look, I don't want to... Look, we try to adhere to kayfabe. It's the same damn tattoo on his chest, but it could be anybody. And I like to adhere to kayfabe, especially when I'm talking about people that I used to watch in pro wrestling, like in person.
Mm-hmm.
It is fucking bananas that Donovan Danhausen is on TBS every week now, and everyone loves him. Wild.
Yeah.
Angelus Lane's little buddy Donovan is one of the most popular wrestlers on the planet right now, and that is amazing.
This also says Parts Unknown is a popular kayfabe location that gives wrestlers give to create an allure of mystique to their characters.
I like to think of it as one neighborhood.
Parts Unknown, Missouri.
Parts Unknown, Missouri. It's just, it's here.
It's probably in Delaware.
It honestly, if it was going to be somewhere, it would be in Delaware, a state that no one can name. No one remembers it.
I'm in Delaware.
Wayne Campbell couldn't even make a joke about it. And that guy is a public access legend. If you're new here, sorry. Sometimes this happens. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got the DVDs. You can be from anywhere too if you want to listen to it. If you're from Parts Unknown, Delaware, let us know. Is it nice? What kind of pizzas do you have there? We're gonna go watch it now. We're gonna go watch Phase 2 now.
Overdrive Accelerate.
And we're back, and we just watched Phase 2, and I don't want to spoil the ending, but I'm amazed that someone didn't die.
I'm a little shocked. However, I have a different theory.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure, like, I can't imagine that I'm wrong.
Okay. I have a similar theory.
Because I also saw the name of the next two episodes, which is another two-parter.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm pretty sure I figured this out.
Yeah. HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to episodes up through Ninja Storm. Maybe by the time this comes out, that's true. Because you're playing chicken
by
with
the time
yourself.
This comes out? Maybe.
By the time episode 4 comes out, which is on Friday, who's to say? Where was I? You can also go to the archive feed. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts and Google Play and Stitcher and Pod Knife and Pod Bay and Pod Bay B and Pod to Pod 2. It's the same as Pod to Pod, but you get to choose which year it goes in.
Yeah.
So you're like, I want to listen to Morphin Grid in the right ear and Rabbits in my left ear.
Yeah, it's all about giving you control.
Yeah, and now it's in your hands. The power is yours. Which, there's no Captain Planet podcasts that I can think of off the top of my head. I'm sure there's probably one, but I haven't.
I don't want to drag any other podcasts.
No.
I'm having a very hard time finding any new podcast to listen to.
Yeah, is it rough?
Because anyone can make one, and that is
That's the trick.
That is both very cool.
Yeah,
and also it leads to a lot of very low quality.
Yep,
and a lot of podcasts just aren't loud enough.
They're not loud enough. They don't, and if they are, only one of them is loud.
They're never the same. Yeah, yeah. Like the multiple people on the podcast, all of them at different volumes.
Yeah. That's my biggest problem with a lot of podcasts, is that nobody knows how to balance audio. Like, everyone is like, HBO just does whatever they want, so can I. And like, no. Just make sure everyone sounds about the same. You don't have to be perfect. It's got to be about the same.
Like, if I can hear one of you, I should be able to hear all of you. If one of you sounds like they're recording from outside with the window closed, you're doing it wrong.
The other thing I don't like is I get a little jealous of people that have this kind of confidence in their podcasting abilities, in that they just don't edit and they'll just send out whatever, like whatever they make. That's, they'd slap a theme song somewhere and they send it out, and then
that's the a lot of theme songs are 30 seconds of like a stock music loop.
Yeah.
And that's also not good.
Our theme song is 20, I want to say it's 22 seconds. But that depends on this one's like 25 or 26 because it all depends on how much I put before the dum.
But it's also not just
right, just like free music now, please.com.
And that just keeps going and they never cut in. They fade it all the way out before they start talking. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to be mean, but as a podcast listener, it's rough out here.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm only caught up on like two podcasts. I really want to catch up on War Rocket Ajax, but I'm like a year and a half behind, so I'm just gonna have to cherry pick and jump back in. I will say, if you are looking for a podcast, you should check out Hello Hyrule, which is a Zelda podcast that's sort of like Pokemon World Tour United or Pokemon World Tour regular.
Yeah,
because that's where they got the inspiration to do that from, and it's Pete and Chris, who's Pete's friend. I've been on twice, but in bonus episodes, and I can vouch that it's a good show.
I'll have to listen to it before they get to Link's Awakening.
They just finished their second game. They just finished Minish Cap. They're going in timeline order.
Timeline order.
You got a little time.
Yeah, because Link's Awakening is a sequel to A Link to the Past.
Yeah.
Which is right after the brand split.
Right. So you got...
I got some time.
You got some time. Anyway.
So I want to talk about Link's Awakening with somebody. So.
I mean, they're fun. They're both fun guys. I really enjoyed being on the show, and I need to catch... I've listened to like one episode of their podcast because, again, I don't have a ton of podcast listening time anymore now that I don't have a real job.
It's all I have this time. And it's
oh,
the
how the tables have turned on
it's
you
just,
and me.
It's the curse. I have too much time and not enough podcasts. I could just listen to the Black Tapes again.
You could listen to Rabbits? Have you listened to season two of Rabbits?
I have not listened to season two of Rabbits. I don't know if there's as much pants pissing in it. And so I don't know if it would appeal
to me. To season two, because I also have not listened to season two of Rabbits. If you have, let us know, is the amount of pants pissing up to snuff? If I,
there's just, you know, there's just certain things you expect from certain franchises,
right? You know, you kind of expect one thing. It's like if we stopped making like Home Improvement jokes,
if we stopped talking, or if we didn't talk about wrestling for 20 minutes, before the jump of the episode,
right? It would feel like it was different guys making the show, and that's what I want to know about Rabbits. Is it the same people? I don't even know if it's Carly. If it's not Carly, it might be real hard to listen to because she's the only one in the whole franchise who can act.
It's crazy. The Black Tapes is crazy because in the first part, like, I think Alex is fine, and she just slowly gets worse and worse and worse as it goes on.
I don't know. I think her delivery of sexy James Bond is Oscar worthy.
that's podcast tier audio cinema.
You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places, please and thanks. Also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, for as little as $1 a month, you can support the show. If you love these antics and you want to vote with your dollars, that's how you can do it. We do have an email, and it is long. It's from Tom, and it's long, and mostly it's just talking about how, like, Operation Overdrive isn't that bad, actually. And I don't think we need to read it because we've come to the same conclusion already.
Yeah.
So I did read through it to see if it was, like, necessary to read. But a lot of it is just, like, it's not as bad as everyone says. And we agree. So
yeah, so far, this is episode 12. We got 20 more of these to go. So it's plenty of time for it to slip off the beam, you know?
It all depends on how it lands, right?
There's a 50-50 shot, because Mystic Force, I think, stuck.
Mystic Force fully stuck the landing, but Ninja Storm, a season I loved, did not stick the landing.
Landed flat on its face. SPD also just kind of belly flopped.
Pooped its pants at the end. Dino Thunder, good the whole way. Good in the start, weird in the middle.
Yeah.
Think it landed, but it was a little shaky. Didn't get full points.
Yeah.
You know?
About 8.3, probably.
Yeah. So, which is good for gymnastics. I'm not getting an 8.3 anywhere at the Olympics.
No. Not even back in like the 1930s Olympics. Oh, no. All you had to do was a cartwheel over the sawhorse or whatever.
I'm confident. I've watched some clips of like old Olympics. I would gold medal in literally every single sport in the 1930s Olympics.
I don't have that confidence in my balance to land anything, any kind of a handspring.
I definitely could. I don't think, look, I don't think it, like, you would watch it now and you'd be like, I could beat gold medal in, if that's what I'm looking at. But I'm saying that I could also gold medal in.
Just think of, like, 60, no, we're like 80 years out now from that. I mean, almost 100. We're almost 100 years out from, like, the 1930s, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, 100 years from now, what are they going to be doing where they look back at the Olympics today and they're like, that's all they had to do?
I hope they look back and they were like, God, those little kids that we put through horrors to do Olympics.
Yeah.
We should maybe all go to jail years, for that.
Maybe in 100 years it'll go all the way back down and all you have to do is like a really nice cartwheel.
Just do it. Just all you do is roll backwards and stand up. And everyone loses their mind applauding at your physical prowess. I watched some clips of volleyball, like Olympic volleyball from like back in the day. And I think I personally, when I got up to serve, because they didn't even know how to jump serve, Josh.
Unbelievable.
And if they don't know how to jump serve, they don't know how to receive a jump serve. I can barely jump serve. It's not great, but it's passable. I would smoke them all. I would get 25 points in a row. I'd do a blowout set, which has never happened in the history of volleyball. But if I could time travel, I'm confident I could do that. Anyway, we think Operation Overdrive is good too. Thanks for the email, Tom. Do you want to jump in?
Yeah.
We start off right where we ended. Tyson and Mac fighting the hotties right out the gate. It's a long fight. A lot of fighting in this episode of Power Rangers. So like, it kind of, some of it just like washes right by you.
Yeah.
There is a point during this fight where Tyson gets cornered, by which I mean he's backed up against a tree and two hotties are like, I'm going to get you. And then he Alex Max his way out.
Yeah.
He does an Alex Max.
I think it's literally the exact same computer effect.
We are about, I'm going to conservatively estimate, 10 years ahead of Alex Mack. Looks the damn same.
It does.
The difference is this one is a floating ball, not a sliding puddle. Other than that, same effect.
He turns kind of into like a wall for a minute. It's just like a wall of silver.
Yeah.
Or mercury, as we're going to find out.
We're
going
to find as mercury,
just like,
yeah.
Just like a straight, flat surface just goes between them.
And it's like, and he's like, ah, good to know not everything's changed. And at the time I was like, okay. And we're gonna find out what that means later. And then Mac sees this and he's like, not Alex Mac, regular Mac, our Mac. And he's like, that's very cool that you did that. And then he picks up two hotties by the shirts and throws them with the super strength. And Tyson's like, that was very cool that you did that too. And I'm like, second greatest love story Power Rangers. Well, third. I think Tarek takes the second spot. Sorry, Tom Burley. The history of great romances goes Nancy and Kelsey.
Yeah.
Taylor and Eric. Mac and Tyson. Everybody else. Everyone else fighting for it. No one else could even podium in this one.
No. Y'all get your blue ribbons, participation. Not blue ribbons, because that's like first place in the science fair or whatever.
That's first place for dogs, too. So does that mean that dogs do good science?
I don't know. It's also first place at like the local chili off.
Right.
So
blue ribbon
is really
good.
Y'all get your little plastic you tried trophies.
Right. It's just a little heart on a little stick. It's a lollipop. We'll just say what it is. It's a lollipop.
It's just a
for
lollipop.
You for showing up. You're welcome.
At least you get a treat.
And so
you're
then,
good effort out there, buddy.
Good hustle. You didn't kiss, but you know that's why Tommy and Kimberly got fourth because they actually got to kiss. But
yeah.
Other than that, so we cut to like a little bit later, and they're like walking, talking, and Max like, oh, so you can turn to silver. And he's like, it's mercury. Thank you very much. He's like, okay, cool. Mercury, you're a reptile who
can
turn into mercury.
I think Izzy and...
I haven't seen it other than...
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet, but that's probably going
to
run...
That will probably skyrocket to the... I've seen the video...
I do not remember her name. Is it Fiona?
It's Fern.
Fern.
I have seen the video of it, and I started crying, and I just... So, like, get ready for 4 years from now when I do it again. It's really, really good. It's... Good job, Power Rangers. It took you four f***ing ever, but you did it. But for now, from what we've seen on
right,
the show,
yes.
That's it. I don't even remember anybody else. There's like Shane and the little Tinkerbell babe who turned into Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Tommy and Kat.
Tommy and Kat. Tommy.
Adam and Tanya.
Tandem Watch is pretty good.
Sort of. It was like semi confirmed, but they never actually talked about it other than the one, like, hey, watch it, buddy.
Yeah.
That Adam did in like a throwaway scene at the very end of an episode.
Yeah. Mostly it was her being like, I'm going on a date with Baseball Sean. And Adam'd be like, I hate that guy. I could kill him with my bare hands. He would never even know. They'd never find his body. There wouldn't be enough left to him to find. And then they're like, what was that, Adam? He's like, cool. Hope you have fun. Sounds like a good time. Anyway, they're walking and talking. He's not Silver. He's Mercury. And then Mac's like, oh, so you're like some reptilian race that can turn into Mercury. Cool. Sounds cool. And Tyson's like, hey, I'm not a reptile. And Mac's like, all your scales would have fooled me. Because I don't know what else has scales besides reptiles.
Right.
And Tyson's
we talked about this last time, but we don't know either.
We're not sure. And Tyson's like, you know what? That's a good point. I'm sorry. And Mac's like, just give me the whole story. And then he turns his tracker off. He's like, now I have your undivided attention. And if you don't think this is a romance episode, you are a fool.
He's locked the bedroom door, so no one will be interrupting.
No one will interrupt them. He's turned his phone off. His dad can't call them. They can just make eyes at each other and talk for as long as they want. This is a very romantic episode, weirdly. I don't think they obviously didn't mean it, but at the end,
right.
We're going to talk about the end where they literally make eyes at each other, okay? We're going to get there. Tyson's like, I don't know where to start. And Mac pulls out the little glass shard that he found. He's like, how about you start with this? And then we cut to the Batcave, and I was like, I knew that was coming back. And at the Batcave, the rest of the Rangers come in. They're like, Mac's gone. We can't find him. Andrew's like, he doesn't want to be found. He turned his tracker off. And when he says this, it cuts over to like them like reacting, except Rose. Everyone's like, oh, okay. Except Rose is like, I know why he turned his tracker off.
Rose is like, oh, yeah.
Rose is a good wingman. And then he's like, keep looking for him. So they split up to keep looking. But Rose is like, yeah, okay, we'll look for him, I guess.
He's just out for a walk.
And then, you know how Max are. And then Andrew's like, Spencer, I need to talk to you. And he's like, oh, okay. So they go to his office, and he's like, what's up? And he's like, have you noticed anything weird about Mac lately? And did he say, like, besides the usual stuff, or am I making that up?
No, Spencer says, like, something that's like, oh, he's always been, like, a weird kid.
Yeah. He reads a lot of books. He's a weird kid.
Yeah.
You know,
so
like,
they did, and then Andrew did say, like, well, besides, like, how he's usually weird.
Okay. And he's like, no, he's just being a teenager, gallivanting about, which I remember you did when you were a teen. So Spencer's been employed
by
the Hartford family since, which means that he came from money. He didn't find this money. Just weird. I don't know. He's not a self-made. Now he's even more Batman than he was before.
Yeah.
And it feels worse somehow. He's like, okay, all right. And then we cut back to Mac and Tyson. Tyson's like, this glass shard is all I brought from home. And Mac's like, okay, spill. Tell me everything. And he's like, all right. And we get a flashback of a human that you should recognize, but you probably don't.
I don't. I think maybe the terrible wig was throwing me off.
Look, the wig's
bad. I don't recognize this man.
I will tell you who it is maybe at the end.
It's John Telligan.
This is it. This is the man himself. No, no. We've seen this guy's been on two previous Power Ranger seasons.
Huh.
You've seen him.
This is not John Tui. You're not going to trick
this, no, me. This is not John Tui. That was Daggeron. Looks totally different. Way bigger. Much better hair. Wouldn't be caught dead in this wig.
Kelson Henderson's a Yeti this time.
Yep.
It's not him.
He's only been in, I think...
This is not Jason Narvi or Paul Schreier.
No. I think he's only been in three episodes. I think he was in... just a one-off, and then I think he was in a two-parter in SPD, if that helps. I know there's like 900 two-parters in SPD, but...
No.
That was also two seasons ago, so who can be expected to remember that? Anyway, he's walking through the desert, which we'll find out is on Earth.
With the same staff that he uses now.
The same cool staff that he has now. So that's how you know it's the same guy. I'm assuming that's what they want us to think anyway. Moltor shows up And he's like, ah, Mercurian. And at first I was like, is this his old name?
No, they used to call him Tizon.
That's true. They used to call him Tizon, so never mind. So he's just from Mercury.
Yeah.
You know, the hot, hot ball planet right next to the sun?
Well, I don't think he's from Mercury. I think that he is a Mercurian because he can turn into Mercury. The element, not the planet.
Oh, okay. So then he's from just another planet somewhere else.
Yeah, he's from space.
And there, he's like,
but
it's
I don't
like
know what's
KO34.
Happening. I don't know what's happening here because Moltor is
no,
here.
It's weird.
And Tizon just comes walking up over like a sand dune, and Moltor's like, hey, you want to be bad guy? Tizon's like, no. And then Moltor's like, you are going to regret coming to Earth. And then they start to fight.
Yeah. So he says, like, I know all about how powerful Mercurians are. You gotta join me. And he's like, I don't gotta, and I'm not gonna, actually. And then he's like, you dare refuse Moltor? And Tyson's like, I don't know who that is. That name means nothing to me.
He's like, that means nothing.
Fully dunks on him. And for a second, I was like, how long ago was this? But he says, like, you're gonna regret coming to Earth. And I was like, oh, this happened within the last, like, generously, I'll say 2 months. This is a recent development, right?
Sure.
Because
this does not track with anything from the first part of
no,
the episode.
Well, I mean, it kind of does because he does say in the first part, like, we have a deal. And he's like, I'll let you out of the...
Oh, okay, and he so, does like, say, like, I brought shame to my planet, but not, like, my planet was destroyed, right? He never says
that
his planet was destroyed.
He just said, but he said, like, from falling in with him, and I think that the reason he fell in with him is because it's about what's about to happen. Which is that Moltor, after they fight for a second, Moltor just turns him into this, like, the Predator. Like, he just, like, looks at him funny, and he turns into a Predator.
He zaps him. He doesn't say a spell or anything. He just, like, blasts him with his sword, and it turns him into a gross snake monster.
And it's like, first of all, if you have this power, start doing it more, right? Why'd you only do it once and then stop?
Why do you have to find, like, a weird device to do this to a hottie?
Right? Yeah, you couldn't just stare at the hottie for a little while till it turns into a predator hottie? Till it puts fishnets on and starts clicking and stuff? I feel like that would be a pretty good way to upgrade them, right? So after they fight, he blasts him, and before he gets turned into the predator, he blocks a blast with his wrist, which he has like a watch on that has like a crystal.
It's got like a jewel in it.
Yeah, it's like a circle.
And the jewel gets knocked out, and then I think Moltor like actively like stomps it into pieces.
Yeah, it like lands on a rock and he stomps on it, and he's like, you're gonna regret doing that. And he's like, you're gonna regret ever coming to Earth. And then that's when he turns him into the Predator. And he's like, hey, if you do my bidding, I'll turn you back. And then we come out of the flashback and he's like, so that's why I had to work for him. And now that I betrayed him, I'm just going to be stuck as the Predator. I'm hideous. Everyone hates me. And Max is like, I don't know about that. I don't think that's true.
He says, he's like, we have like a lab with all the highest tech 2007
can offer.
Computers that you could even think of.
We've got 3.5-inch floppy drives that have like 256 megabytes on them. You're not going to believe this stuff.
We even have a flash drive, if you can believe it. It holds 128
megabytes, and it's $200, but it's the top of the line, baby. And he's like, and Tyson's like, why would your friends trust me? Look, I look like a monster. I fought them earlier. Why would they trust me? And Max like, because I trust you. And I'm like, this is Beauty and the Beast, baby. That's what this is. And then they're like, all right, he's like, okay, let's go. So they start leaving, and like a hottie's like, aha, and then sneaks away. And then we just cut to like Heat Miser and Bullocks being like, yeah, we're gonna get him. I don't know if they say it yet, but at some point they're like, we're just gonna wait for them to find, they're gonna do all the legwork, and then we'll just like.
That's when, I don't know if it's now or not, that's when Flurious calls and ruins the episode for a minute and a half.
It might be later. You're not wrong. I don't know what voice he's trying to do now, but
he's trying to do Jim Carrey.
Is it Jim? It sounds like it's Jim Carrey, but it also sounds like something else. And I had it in my head when I was watching it. I don't remember what it was now.
I feel, to me, it's like he's trying to do
like The Mask.
The Mask, but turned from like 11 to 9.
But what if The Mask was Freddie Mercury and Chili?
What if it was like a little bit down?
Yeah. Yeah, rarely do people turn it down. The like, it's like, oh, we turned to, this is me, but turned to 11. This is me turned to 8.
Yeah.
It's a much more mellow me.
Well, you have to when it's Jim Carrey from The Mask. I don't, you know, if you turn that up, it's just too much.
No, if you turn
it's
that
already,
up.
It's already, arguably, it's too much.
It might be a little too much, but if you turn that up, someone's gonna die. Like, that's dangerous. So we cut back to the Batcave, and Dax is like, if Mac doesn't come back, I got dibs on the Sonic Slider. It's not Solar Slider, it's a Sonic Slider. Could be called Sonic Driver, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't slide, it flies. It's not important. Sonic Slider's a bad name for it.
Was it Slider?
It was Slider, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
No.
Just do a quick Goog, Power Rangers Operation Overdrive Sonic Slider, and it's going to pop up. And I hope I'm wrong. Look, I hope I'm wrong. It's not a good Zord name. It doesn't follow the convention of drive. It doesn't slide. It flies.
It is Sonic Streaker.
Streaker. That's a little better.
A little bit.
That's a little better. Anyway, Dax says if Mac doesn't come back, I get to drive it. And then Ryan's like, no. Why do you get to drive it? Hold on. And Andrew's like, Mac doesn't come back.
he's not dead.
He's not dead. He's going to come back. And then Mac walks in. He's like, I'm back. And they're like, oh, thank God. Dax runs up. He's like, you're back, buddy. I knew you'd be back. And I wasn't trying to take your cool car. It's fine. And then in walks Tizon right behind him. And everyone's like, what the hell is he doing here? And he's like, it's okay.
Ronnie, like, squares up. He's like, how did he get in? I think Will's actually the one that says, how did he get in here?
Yeah. And Ronnie is, like, ready to throw it. I actually really like Ronnie a lot in this episode. But, like, the more, like, bits we see of her, more I like her.
When she's in a spotlight, it's very odd, but when she is the spotlight of an episode, I don't think she shines as much as when she gets to do the little stuff like this.
Yeah, it's really weird, because like in her episode where she's like, I want to compete, I'm competitive, it was like, okay, we get it, Ronnie. But in like every other episode, I'm like, Ronnie kicks ass. Ronnie's doing great.
Yeah, she's quickly becoming like my favorite on the team, and she hasn't done anything since that episode where she wanted to win.
Yeah. So he's like, he's a friend and he needs our help. And Andrew's like, I don't know. But then Tizon apologizes. Like, hey, I'm sorry for fighting you. It was a whole mess. I apologize, et cetera, et cetera. And then he's like, and then Mac pulls out the parchment, the whole parchment fixed and everything. He's like, he's going to help us find the diamond in the mountain diamond, whatever the hell.
I think they call it like the Toro diamond.
The Toro diamond. Sure.
I don't know.
How does they know that that's what it's called?
It's stupid because they're like, look, we know that this means mountain and this means diamond. So we know we're looking for the Toro diamond. It could be the only one that's in a mountain.
Also, it's not. It's a rock. It's not a diamond. It's not see-through.
Well, this is just,
it's not this shiny.
This is what they look like before they're processed.
It's a raw diamond. Okay. And he's like, okay. And he's like, what are we waiting for then? Spencer comes in and just stares at Tizon.
He looks scared, but he's also like, nobody thought to tell me we were going to have company. And then he looks at Tizon like, oh, God, don't kill me. Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
And then
Will
and Ronnie are still there, right?
Yeah.
What's Will say? Because I forget.
Will looks at Spencer and it's like he's kind of like his shoulders are up. He's tense and he like loosens a little bit and he's like, he's cool.
Yeah. Ronnie looks at Spencer and goes, this is Tizon, but she's also looking at Tizon, saying like, I know you're dating my little brother now.
Yeah.
You better be nice to him or else I'll kill you. It's very good. Then we kind of go over to, this is when we cut to Heat Miser, who's like, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to let them find the Toru Diamond, and then I'm going to get it. And then he's also on a phone call with Snow Miser, who's like, somebody, stop me.
He calls him. He's like, I was just calling to check on your progress.
That's that's if Jim Carrey was Bane.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing.
He's doing Jim Carrey's Bane. I don't like it.
It's not good.
It's also weird because like it comes back to like he says something. He's like, I'm going to get him. He's just like smoking just like it or whatever. And like just like looking at him say this, I was like, why are you here today?
Why is he here? It's just so they can be like, don't forget about Flurious.
We put him on the back of the DVD.
I know this is way cooler than anything he's done. Ironically enough.
I Can I? Okay, I accidentally spoiled myself on one little thing. It's not major, but it's tiny. I looked up Bullocks because I needed to make sure that he was the, and he is based on the Magna Defender Megazord, whatever the hell that was called.
I'm glad I didn't look up Tizon last time.
When I was like, you'll spoil something, I was like, you're going to see that he dies next episode. Like, and we're going to know for sure. But you would have spoiled something much different. And that's it. He got turned this way. But I looked up Flurious. And I looked up all the monsters because I was like, I got to find Bullocks. And underneath, this is also how I found out there's like another group. But I did that a while ago on accident. It says like, here's the enemies. It's like Flurious. Here's like his subordinates and like Moltor. And here's all the monsters that he has. And then it's like Kamdor and Miratrix, and like here's all their monsters. Mm-hmm. And there's like another group. I didn't look any farther, but there is another group. But under Flurious, there's only two monsters, and we've seen them both. So he doesn't even have another monster that he sends. He's just gonna be here.
He's just corporate calling in.
Yeah.
To just be like, what are you guys doing?
Hey, did you get him yet? No. Okay. Bye. That's it. That's all he does.
And he's gonna get to fight them in the final battle.
Oh well, yeah, because he's the suit actor.
He's on the cover.
Yeah, he's on the cover and he's in the credits and stuff. Yeah.
For two monsters they made this.
There's two more. They're both monsters. One was the Neptune Temple that he turned, and then one was something else that we already saw. I don't remember what it was, but it was another one that we already saw. And I was like, oh, great. Glad he's still around. We could get rid of him and save some money.
Did not need him.
But it's okay.
I'm so mad.
And then we could just send Norg to the Batcave, and then he could hang out there and be their friend instead. It'd be much better for him.
Maybe this is a bad season, actually.
Maybe it is. It's all Flurious' fault. This is what happens when Jim Carrey tries to do a Bane impersonation. So they talk about the Parchment Spirit for a second. They're like, they pointed the big one, and they're like, this big symbol in the corner means mountain, and this little one next to it means diamond, and that's the important part of the whole parchment.
That's everything that matters on this parchment.
That's all. And then Spencer comes in. He's like, would you like some lemonade, Mr. Tizon?
This
like,
part is so funny because, like, what? it works out because, like, it's written that way. Because
it was written to work out, yeah.
But, like, what was the plan here?
So the plan is, y'all ever seen National Treasure?
So, yeah, Spencer comes in with lemonade. It ties on, is like, what is lemonade?
Lemonade.
And then Rose is like, it's made from lemons. And I thought she's going to leave it there.
And Tizon will be like, go on.
But she explains like that is a citrus fruit that we grow here on Earth. And he's like, oh, citric acid. I am familiar with this.
With this natural element.
And he grabs the glass, which is like a third full at best. Come on, Spencer. Why are you so cheap with the lemonade?
This one's at least yellow.
That's true. And he just, it's not like he doesn't understand you need to drink it. It's like, he just dumps it on the parchment.
Fully upends it. And it starts burning the parchment. And I was like, Spencer, you're not supposed to make it with pure citric acid. You just use lemons.
He's still not sure about the monster. He's like, I'm just going to put a little something.
For a second, I was like, is he trying to kill Tizon? Because he's like, I'm going to protect this house if Andrew won't. Like, but no, he does it. And they're like, what are you doing? And they look at it. And Will pulls it up. And there's numbers on there. The first one is 69. Nice.
Nice.
And then there's more numbers. Who cares?
I'm assuming it's just like coordinates.
It's just coordinates. But they had to sneak in the funny one.
But Will holds it up. And he's like, the citric acid revealed the answer.
The numbers on it.
But then he looks at Tizon and goes, nice.
Because he knows about the funny number. But it's like, when it happens, it looks like it's burning. And everyone's like, oh, God. But then, like, 1 second later, it's there. And then they're like, these are numbers. They're coordinates. And it's literally just them going, like, you ever seen National Treasure? We just did. We just watched it last night when we wrote this.
Except there's no way that this was under the writing.
No, it melts away the writing around it.
It melts away like a whole layer on the parchment.
Yeah, and like,
and there's like a secret parchment underneath.
There's a secret, it's like a parchment sandwich.
Yeah.
And the inside one gives some coordinates. And then Andrew just hands Ronnie the whole parchment and is like, get going, the shark's gassed up. And then they start to leave, and he's like, wait, Tizon is like, wait, take me with you. Don't leave me here with your dad. That'd be a little weird.
And Spencer, who I think wants to burn my stomach from the inside. To kill me.
It shouldn't have done, the lemonade shouldn't have done that much. That's all I'm saying. And Max is like, absolutely, there's definitely room in the shark. And I don't know if there is, but like, they're going to make it work. So they go and we cut to a place with lava, because there's always lava wherever they go.
It's a mountain with a diamond in it.
Even Ronnie's like, there's more lava here. There's everywhere we go, there's lava. She's like, I'm really sick of this guy. And they land, they get out, they look at this big hole. At the bottom, there's some lava. So maybe it's magma, but it's not in the earth because you can see the sky from it. So I don't know what the rules are anymore. It's lavgma. And
Magava.
It's Magava.
Krav Magava.
I love that TV show. You put paper clips and gum together and make a bomb.
Yeah, Magava.
Love Magava. And immediately Bullocks is there and he's like, I'm here to kill you. And then they morph and do a whole roll call. Mm-hmm. And the roll call is literally just going like Operation Overdrive Red Ranger, Operation Overdrive Blue Ranger, Operation Overdrive, et cetera, et cetera. Right?
Yeah.
This is just to impress Tizon. In the car, Mac was like, guys, if we have to morph, we got to do the whole thing. I really want to make a good impression. I want him to think I'm really cool, okay? And so they do the whole thing, and they're like, Operation Overdrive, fight for your right to party, or whatever they say at the end.
It's something about adventure.
Adventure like, forever.
Yeah. Adventure forever.
And they
Overdrive Power Rangers.
That would have been a better theme song, I think.
That's what they do now, right? It's just,
yeah, well,
it's like it's a Mighty Morphin theme, but it's like a little different, and they just change the words to match.
Yeah, it's like it's like go go Power Rangers Dino Fury, and then the thing is over. And it's the worst. It's literally, it's worse than the Operation Overdrive theme song, and I'm putting my foot down on that. The Ninja Steel one is just like, and then it's like the Power Rangers theme song for a second, it's like Power Rangers Ninja Steel, and then it's over. And then it's like, okay, that was quick, but sure.
Those will be fun to make into our theme song when we get there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just going to be the same like riff. Four times. It might be pretty easy, but I don't know. I'll figure it out. This one for Overdrive was hard because, like, the beginning is just like this weird, like, meandery riff. And I was like, where am I going to cut this? I don't want to go too long. And it's like, there's like the very faintest, like, go right before they're like, go, Rangers, go, Rangers. Go. It's like, go, go, Rangers, go. And I cut it right there. So it's just like, da na 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 na. And then it starts the theme song, and I was like, that's as good as it's going to get. It's not getting any better than that. Where was I? They fight. Mm-hmm. They fight for a long time.
Yeah, Tizon and Bullocks fight.
Tizon and Bullocks fight. Everybody else is fighting hotties, I think. At some point, Bullocks is like, you're just like us. You're evil like us. And it's like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, and Tizon's like, just because we look the same, which they don't.
They do not.
They don't. You could tell them apart if you stand them next to each other, I think.
It's not like the other ones where I was like, you like Bullocks could be Dragonizer, could be whoever was here last time. Yeah. But like, he looks like a predator from the movie Predator.
Just because we look the same doesn't mean I'm evil like you. But then Bullocks beats his ass.
Just beats his ass. He like, they like kick him. He kicks him so hard he flies like 20 feet away. And then Max sees this. He's like, no. And then all of the Rangers start running and then they get blasted. And this like both gives Tizon like a second to get up, but also makes him mad because like that's he likes that
Tizon
boy too.
After they get shot, Tizon is like, stay out of this.
But then he jumps up and like stabs Bullock in the head with his big spear or something. And then Mac gets over there to help, and they do a team move where they just slash him twice across they do an X.
It's an X strike, from Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, and we all know that move from Chrono Trigger that Chrono does?
With
Frog?
Frog, yeah.
Oh, that was a guess. Nailed it.
Yeah.
I can't name another character from Chrono Trigger, so I'm glad it was those two. There's like Ava.
Ayla. She's a cave woman.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Luca is a scientist. Marley is a princess.
That's a new name to me. I've heard Luca before, but
Robo is a robot from the
future. from the makers of Frog comes Robo.
And Frog is a knight that was turned into a curse to be a frog by Magus, the dark wizard.
Sure,
who's the last teammate. And an optional one, I believe.
Wait, Magus from Power Rangers Celestial Fury, the fan film? The same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That guy gets around. So they kill Bullocks. At least I thought they did, because they celebrate like they killed him. And as soon as they're like, we did it. Robot pterodactyls that we've never seen before.
There was one quick thing when I think it was right after he got off the phone with Flurious. it must have been one of the lava lizards says to Moltor, like, your lava dactyls are almost ready.
It shows them
for like 1 second, be like, rah!
Okay, I missed that. Because as soon as they show up, Bullocks isn't dead. He gets up and he's like,
might have been Bullocks. Back at the hot lair.
Okay. But he commands him. He's like, go down in the lava pit, get the same 5 stone down there. And then we cut back to Heat Miser doing the Wicked Witch, doing fly, my dactyls, fly. And I was like, yeah, okay. Cool.
He could have at least rode one. Also, they look like Zords.
They look like Zords.
Maybe they're supposed to be like the Pterodactyl Zords, because that's exactly what they look like.
They look like
a little more upgraded. It's not just a chest plate with a head on it, but
yeah,
it's kind of close.
They look like if Kira wasn't the pterodactyl, she was some other dinosaur, and they found a pterodactyl zord that wasn't as like cool and done as hers is, it would look like these.
Yeah,
but Mac calls for the Sonic Streaker, not Sonic Slider, Sonic Streaker, and I thought it was going to be American footage, but it's not. This is from a Sentai. After the walkie stacker, I was like, they're just going to keep. Because there's the walkie stacker, there's whatever the scooter that Will had, whatever those are. But it comes out, it's this big jet, like a stealth plane, but it's got a rainbow on it because Andrew's a supportive father.
It's just all their colors.
It is all their colors, but at first it looks like he's like, here's your big rainbow bird. I love my Kason. Like, you know? So he sends that. Mac and Tizon get in it. This is still Sentai footage, so they hang out at some point in there.
Yeah.
And they chase down the lava dactyls, and they do like a dog fight, and they shoot them down.
Also, when the streaker comes out, like a huge railway just erupts out of the forest, and it's like 500 feet tall, and this plane, like a roller coaster, just like slowly is being pulled up this track. It's so weird, and we get like all these different camera angles of it slowly rising up to the top of this thing. It's just like, look at the new toy available now at Kmart.
Later, there is a line that I was like, this is just ad copy, what you're reading right now. I think Andrew says it later. Yeah, it's later. It's something Andrew says. I was like, this is in the toy commercial, like verbatim. So they shoot down Bullocks with this streaker, super streaker, sonic streaker, whatever the hell it's called.
Sonic streaker.
The rainbow jet, and it kills him. And then he might just grows him right away. And then Rose is like, I'll make the call. And she like calls for the Zords. And they just like make the Megazord, the four
there
of them.
We get to see all the Zords individually, not in, like single file, in a group shot. It's all of the Zords.
Yeah.
Not combined. And there's so many.
There's like at least 9, because there's the 5 originals and then 4
extras.
Yeah,
they're just rolling through the quarry, which is the shot that you always get of all the Zords before they combine, right? We've been getting this in season 1, where they're just rolling through the hills.
It's the same quarry, too. Toei owns it.
There's just like 10 little Zords rolling through, and it just looks... It's just a lot.
It's a lot. And then like they show up, they all get together. We don't see it happen. Off screen, they get put together, and some of them have to stay on the ground and are just there, like, waiting, I guess. So we cut to Mac and Tizon. They get to the lava hole after killing all the lava dactyls and shooting Bullocks down. Mac's like, those scales going to protect you from the lava? And Tizon's like, pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I guess I'll jump in and find out.
He gets in, he grabs a rope, he rappels down to like the surface of the lava where this big rock that is not a diamond.
It's very T2.
It is.
The way this is shot, and he's just like slowly lowering down on this grappling hook.
He, like, the diamond looks like if you hit a money rock good enough in Animal Crossing. It's like a big stone, like when you get gold
Like when the gems pop out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's enormous, too. And for a second, he's like, it's very hot. But then he ends up grabbing it. And then we cut from there to the Megazord, who are, like, basically locking up with Bullocks. Like, Bullocks, like, knocks them back, and they're like, he's gonna kick our ass so bad now.
Bullocks shoves it away, and Rose is like, he's stronger than our Megazord. And then Ronnie is like, watch out, he's coming back again.
Brace for impact.
And he's, like, about to head ram them.
Yeah.
When Mac flies in and shoots him with the guns on his new plane.
And they're like, yeah, you got it. And they're like, yeah, I did. And then it cuts to Andrew. And he says, all right, now bring them together for some real high-flying power. And, like, that's in the toy commercial. I can guarantee that that is in the toy commercial. And they do that, and they make the Super Drive Max Ultra Zord or whatever. And it's just
the Drive Megazord Max, with wings.
It's got wingies on it now.
He had a Red Bull.
Now it's got the Rainbow Winger on it. it had a Red Bull, and now it's got wings. They do a big fly, and they kill Bullocks immediately. You know how Ultra Zords do.
Yeah. Especially in their first outing. It's easy.
Oh, yeah. If this is the first time you ever put the Ultra Zords together, you're guaranteed win. Guaranteed, yeah. W on the board. So then we come back to the Batcave. Maybe we go to commercial. I think we go to commercial. We come back. We're in the Batcave. And Tizon is holding this enormous stone and gives it to Andrew. And he's like, here, this is the same five stone, the Toru Diamond. It looks like a regular rock, but I guess that's
It's like a little blue.
Yeah.
Right. He hands it to Andrew. Uh-huh. And for literally no reason other than it needs to fit in a drawer, it shrinks in the palm of his hand.
It shrinky dinks for him. And he's like, what? Good. I'm going to put this in the cupboard and where it will be safe forever.
And so he pulls his little drawer out, and there's like a plexiglass display shelf, right? Uh-huh. And it's got like lights, and there's five different like Simon shaped.
It's literally
pads.
If like Simon had five instead of four, yeah.
And he puts it down. And he's like, now that's two stones that'll never fall into the wrong hands. And I'm like, dude, episode 30, those bad guys are going to get all the stones you've collected.
They already know where you live.
I did not see the pearl.
I had to rewind to see the pearl.
Until the second time they show inside this drawer real quick. It's just this tiny little pearl.
He said, now we have two. And I was like, no, you don't. Because there's these little...
I thought the whole sword was going to be in there.
I feel like there should have been, right? Like just like sticking in it. Because yeah. In the case, there's these little... In each of the little five slots, there's like these little divots, like where you screw the plates down. And
yeah.
The pearl just looks like another one of those. And so I didn't see it until I had to rewind it to find it. But then they do show it again. It's a lot clearer. And Tizon's like, and together I know we can find the others. And I was like, yeah, all right. Now we're just going to have this big predator walking around, eating sandwiches, drinking lemonade, learning about human stuff.
Dumping lemonade on any piece of paper he can find.
He thinks it might be mysterious. Mac just blushing at him. It's going to be great. And then Sentinel Knight appears from the pilot episode.
I forgot all about this guy.
Sentinel Knight appears and he's like, hey, how's it going? You found two. Great job. And Mac's like, yeah, we wouldn't have been able to do it without my new ties on. My new Tizon. And Sentinel Knight goes, oh, yeah, I heard about how you got messed up or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, oh, your whole sad story is known to me.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that. Bummer,
I know all about the big bummer that happened to you, buddy.
And then Dax is like, hey, since you got, like, superpowers or whatever, can you, like, help? And Sentinel Knight goes, no.
He's like, I am dead. I don't know if that was particularly clear.
I'm either dead or I'm Luke Cage from Last Jedi projecting from the other side of the universe. Either way, I can't do anything about that. Sucks to suck, Tizon. But you know what? Can do something about that.
And it's so oddly specific to their current situation. Because he's like, two jewels of the corona can either cause mass destruction or miracles. And then he just like fades away.
And then because Rose is like, the jewels is like, very good, Rose. You're my favorite deputy. And then And he says the thing about the miracle, and he's like, my work here is done, and leaves. And then the jewels,
on their own,
as if they were waiting for someone to mention that they could do. They were like, we're not going to do any work we don't have to do. Okay, like until the they same. Know we can do stuff. Relatable, right?
Yeah.
They glow together, and then they zap him, and he turns into Mercury. And then when he comes back, he's the man from the flashback with his terrible, terrible hair.
It is a wig, right?
I hope to God, Jesus, it's a wig.
It doesn't look like natural hair to me.
If this man has to walk around with this hair in his day-to-day life while he's filming this TV show, I feel so bad. But this guy, Josh, have you figured out, I've given you plenty of time, have you figured out
No.
who he's been? He's been two minor characters on the show.
You said one is from SPD.
One's from SPD, the other one is from Dino Thunder. Does that help at all? What if I told you he only plays secret gay love interests?
It's not Anton Mercer.
No, that was an old man.
But that was Tommy's secret gay love interest.
Yeah, but this is like he was a one-off character. He was Ethan's bully.
Oh.
Who was secretly very into Ethan.
Okay.
If you'll recall the episode.
I don't remember what these people look like. So
these day players. And then in SPD, he was, I think his name was Drew. He was Sky's friend from the academy who was a monster.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never ever would have guessed
yeah.
that. I never would have put that together.
Yeah, his name's Dwayne Cameron. He's been in two seasons of Power Rangers. He finally gets to be one. Not Dwayne from Ninja Storm, who I love, who looks like off-brand Zach Ward. that's who it is. So we've seen him before, and finally he gets to be Tizon.
Yeah. Which, like, this is the new Power Ranger, right? That's where we're both going. Because the next two-parter is called Man of Mercury.
Yeah, and there's no way they're going to do that. And then just like have him be another guy getting four episodes in a row about him. I don't think so. And him not to be a Power Ranger. We kind of cut to upstairs, and Andrew's like, you can stay and we can, you know, he's like, I got back to him. He's like, no, you can stay and like date my son. It seems like you guys really want to do that. and you can help us find the other same three stones. And he's like, no, I got, now that I look like a human, people won't throw rocks and beer bottles at me in the street, so I gotta get back to my mission, which was something. I bet
we don't know what it is. We don't know why he's on Earth.
He said like he came here for a reason, and I don't know if we got any more than that.
I don't think he's ever said why. He's just here to do something, and he's gonna have to become a Power Ranger to do it.
Because like my brain is making up the in the flashback. He's like, my planet was destroyed and I came here to save it. But I don't think he said any of that. That's just my brain wanting to put something there. But he's just like, no, I'm here. You'll find out later what's up. And then Mac is like, hey, before you go. And he gives him his fixed crystal that got smashed by Zing. He's like, told you, we got a lot of cool high tech stuff here. And Spencer, who is not as good of a wingman as Rose is, goes, yeah, the high tech miracle of glue. And look, this is a clean job.
Thank God it broke so cleanly that you can put it back together. No tiny pieces are missing.
No, it's clear glass. You can't even see the cracks through it.
Yeah.
Perfect job fixing it. The love, the care that went into this. Then he's like, oh, thank you. And then he holds it and they just like stare each other in the eyes longingly for like a while before Matt...
jewel to morph later, I bet.
Probably. And then but just Mac like has his hand on his shoulder and he's like, you don't gotta go. And then they just make eyes at each other, and then he's like, I have to go now. And then he leaves. And that's the end of the episode. And Josh, you started. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pick the best. And I think I got two best that are the same amount of kind of nothing. They're little moments.
Okay.
But it is either Rose's, I know why he turned his phone off look, or Ronnie's, if you hurt my new kid brother, I will kill you look. So I'm just going to say it's them being good, Ronnie and Rose being good but different wingmen for Mac.
Yeah. I think Dax is really the only one that does not get like an interaction with Tizon.
No, because like
he talks to the Celestial Knight or whatever he is.
Yeah, because he's the one who's like, "Hey, Mr. Knight, you want to help Tizon out?"
He talks to him about Tizon, but is never just like, I trust you now too, Tizon."
He's like, "Tizon scares the shit out of me. If you could, I just want him to think that I'm not afraid of him. So he just this. That's why I'm talking to you, Mr. Knight, because you're already dead, I think." I don't know. You threw those stones when Earth was still Pangaea. If you're still alive, you are very old.
Yeah, because Will gets to be like, he's cool, but then he also gets to hold the parchment up and be like, oh, the citric acid melted away.
He's like impressed by it. Yeah, so.
Nice.
Good job. Hey, look at the number. I'll tell you about it later. I'll explain why it's fine. And then Tyson's like, we have 69ing on Mercuria or wherever I'm from. It's a great, Will... the number's funny everywhere across the galaxy.
Is Will the oldest?
I think Dax might be the oldest, but him and Dax might be like the same. Again, I don't think either of them are over 21.
None of them are. Yeah, I mean, if Will's the oldest, he's maybe 22.
Yeah, but I think him and Dax both read as the oldest in different ways. Like Dax, like the goofy older brother, and Will's the older brother who
he's the cool older brother.
But they both read about the same age, and then Ronnie reads young, and Rose reads older to me than to you, so I'm just going to split the difference, yeah, say she's 20.
I could see 20. I still think she's maybe more like 18 or 19.
I think she's like 21. Like, I think this girl can drink legally. but also, she went to college in London, too, and you can drink it like 13. When, as soon as you're like tall enough to see over the bar, you can drink there, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. They definitely call Mac a teenager, so he is no older than 19.
I think he's like 18. So, yeah. Or he's in, you know, a million years old because he was made of a magical stone from.
But he's been
Pangaea
a boy.
Times.
He's been a boy he's for about 18 boy, years.
Yeah, roughly 18. Unless when he turned the stone into a baby and hooked it to Earth. First. I don't think that's what happened because we watched him throw him. But
now he's Superman.
Yeah.
Boy, what is the best?
What's your best?
I think it is when Mac first brings Tizon in and you get the like acceptance from the rest of the team.
Yeah, it's because at first they're like, there's a monster here. And he's like, I apologize for being a monster and trying to kill you because, you know, I did do that. That was best. I can't take that back. But then they're like, OK, Mac seems to have a crush on you. He's our friend. He's our little brother. Kind of. We're going to let it pass. So that was pretty cool. The worst is it Snow Miser?
Look, is it ever not?
I don't think it's as bad as you think it is. But that doesn't mean I think it's
okay.
Good.
But let me ask you this question.
Okay.
What in this episode was worse than that part?
Nothing. You got me there. It's The problem with it is that, like, this happens with Power Rangers all the time. Whenever they do things like this, they, like, add, like, this character needs to get just to be in the episode just so you remember them for whatever reason.
Yeah, and it feels like they're trying to be like, hey, the kids loved Lothor.
Right. What if we have another goofy guy?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, the last big bad that I truly loved was Mezogog.
yeah.
Because he calls it biznaz. and then he ate Lothor like a little snacky cake. He ate him like a little Swiss roll. He probably peeled his skin off first, like most people do with Swiss rolls. Unless that's just me, right? Is that
I think it's a 50-50
okay
split. I just eat them.
I gotta nibble off the little chocolate layer first. I don't know why. You know, some things are just too deep in the bone.
It's designed to be a single bite, right?
I mean,
like the chocolate covering and the cake and the frosting, like it's all supposed to be one decadent bite.
Yeah, but if I do that, it's too much for me, you know?
That's fair.
The Little Debbie pumpkin rolls that are like a pumpkin spice Swiss roll, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
After I eat one of those, I need to take a nap. They are so dense. It's like I can have one of these every 3 days
That's
or else my heart will slow down.
With all that pumpkin stuff, it's like because just the nature of like the pumpkin filling that they use is
just
super dense.
It's heavy. Yeah. I'm 33 now. I can't chain drink 12 Mountain Dews in a row. I'll die if I do that.
Yeah, I think if I have a fourth can of Mountain Dew in a single day, my heart starts to beat a little fast, like a little too fast.
I only drink every
and my chest hurts.
And you can hear it, and you can hear it in your throat. Every like couple months I will get a 12 pack of Mountain Dew, usually the melon, sometimes a regular, but now they have melon, I usually get that. Last time I did it, I drank two in one day, and I was like, I'm gonna die. Like, this is my last day on earth because of a second Mountain Dew. When I used to drink exclusively Mountain, I don't think I drank water in high school one time. Okay. Anyway, Flurries is the worst, I think, is what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, same. Because it's not just that I don't like Flurious, which is very true. I do not like this character on the show. I feel like he's from a different show, and they just keep shoehorning him in so we remember him when they have to fight him at the end.
It would be fine if he was the only bad guy, but there's not just him, so
yeah,
he sticks out more.
I would much rather have Miratrix feuding with Moltor over just also trying to find the stones.
Right.
You know?
Also,
my runner-up worst is this is two episodes in a row now with no Miratrix.
Throw in the garbage. My point from earlier before I was talking about Swiss rolls is that every time they do something like this where they just like, here's a guy that, just to remind you that they still exist in the episode, is like time taken away from them doing anything else. And I know this is already a really empty episode. They didn't have a ton of ideas this time.
They did
time.
Have a full roll call also.
A full roll call, three long fights. Like, they were running on empty, but like, I would have liked a little more Mac and Tizon flirting, you know, something. Yeah. Flurries is the worst.
Speaking of the fights, I did want to point out that in one of the fights, I don't remember which one, the Rangers are fighting like the Hotties.
Sure.
And whatever. I don't know. But Ronnie, her when she's morphed fighting, and she's not throwing like Hurricane Ronas or arm bars or anything, but the style that she fights does remind me of Ashley, I think.
A lot of bows, a lot of elbows. I saw
it's a lot of like traps and grabs and takedowns.
Yeah.
It was really cool. It was really cool to notice something in a fight scene again.
Right, it's nice when they have like personality because she was a long time.
Like, she was grappled with a hottie, I think, and another one ran up behind her and she swung her leg back and like grabbed it with her leg and then took both of them down.
Yeah, I saw a clip on Instagram that the Violet Ranger posted of Ashley elbowing, like unmorphed fights, elbowing everyone she could.
Yeah, she straight up dropped like a flying elbow on somebody.
Yeah. Standing up, she does a lot of like spin around back elbowing, and the caption was like, she's got acrylic nails, she can't throw a fist, so she's throwing bows instead. And I was like, that's actually perfect.
It's a lot more raw too when she's just like throwing bows at everybody.
Like I remember her like straight up like elbow dropping one in the neck once, and I was like, that's one of the reasons I'm an Ashley fan.
And there was one time she like took someone down in a cross arm breaker and like ripped their arm off. Like,
Ashley was good, actually. If you go back and watch,
Ashley ruled. And that's another relationship love story we didn't tell was Ashley and Andros.
Yeah, that was okay.
Also, barely there. They went to a movie once. Other than that, I don't think they talked about it very much.
Yeah, it wasn't a ton. He got jealous of Zane for some reason. And then Zane's like, I'll just kiss your sister instead. And that also didn't go anywhere because she's like, I'm going to go date Damon on another planet, if that's okay. Anyway, MVP is Tizon.
Yeah.
I want to give it to Tizon. He didn't have to sacrifice himself to power the cool jet.
That's true.
Which is what I was expecting. He's definitely going
to
be the sixth ranger.
He didn't have to like fall all the way into the lava to get to toss the stone up to Mac and then full on T2
just
thumbs
up
to his death.
Yeah.
Which for a minute I thought, like, if they didn't show him as a man already by that point in the episode, I really thought like he's going down there to die.
He's dead. This is it for us. Yeah.
He's gonna go down there. One of the lava dactyls is gonna cut the cord, and he's just gonna fall into the lava, and the scales are not gonna protect
him.
No.
And his final act will be him throwing the diamond up so Matt can catch it, and then they'll have to like they'll rally behind the death of the crush that he had. And then like 10 episodes from now, he'll appear and they'll be like, you didn't die. He's like, no, the scales protected me from the lava.
And it'll show him curled up in the fetal position, floating in the little lava.
Like Shayla. But yeah, I'm gonna give Tyson MVP today.
Yeah, same.
Now we gotta rank it. How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
I'm feeling at least above medium.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, I'm feeling better than At All Costs, for sure.
Definitely. Both Sides Now was the one where Will was like, I'm a bad guy. So
yeah. I just think this is better told than that. And this did have an extra episode to tell the story, but that one seemed kind of wishy-washy for a minute.
Also, and this is kind of rare, for an episode that is like mostly fight scenes, it didn't, and like a full roll call, it didn't feel empty. Like, it still felt like stuff was happening.
Yeah.
And that's kind of rare. I like it better than Both Sides. I don't know if I like it better than Heart of Blue, though.
I think Heart of Blue is going to be the one that, like, the episodes have to work to
everything
go
from
above
here up
this.
Is like good, good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think below Heart of Blue.
Okay. Yeah. That feels right. So coming in at number 5, Face to Face. That's going to do it for us for today. What'd you say the next one is called?
Man of Mercury, I believe, is what the. And it's also a 2-parter.
Yeah. So. Wonder who that's going to be about.
It could be anybody. Who's going to become the new Mercury Ranger?
It's going to be Tyson's
Spencer
dad. Yeah, I've seen Tyson in a outfit, right? Like,
sure.
Like, okay. But we can tell what's going to happen. We've seen enough of this that we're not like, whoa.
Yeah. As soon as they showed him as like a human man, I was like, oh, yeah. He's going to be the sixth ranger.
But I never saw like a name associated with it, I don't think. And if I did, I'd forgotten it. Because like when we got to the season, like Tyson kind of looks like Spencer. And I was like, are they going to de-age Spencer and have him be the sixth ranger? Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. But what if we lived in that world?
I think that's good. I don't know. Because I would miss
then we
old
lose the actor.
Sassy Spencer. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be a bummer, but
I do want to point, while we're talking about spoilers that we've seen.
Yeah, what you see.
There was a meme, and I think you've seen it. I think you liked the tweet that I did. There was a meme from it was either from Power Rangers or from some Power Rangers fan account on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it was one of those GIFs that flashes really fast, and it was like, when you pause it, like, that's your Power Ranger parents.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did one. I got Ashley and Andrews, and I was like, it's because of the hair, isn't it?
I got Mac and Ronnie, so I don't know if that's a spoiler or not.
Mac and Ronnie?
Because I posted it and I was like, did this fucking meme just spoil me?
I mean,
because there's nothing. There's nothing between the two of them outside of, but I.
That's a siblingly relationship.
It could be a sibling thing, but I think she even has a better, like, brother-sister thing with Will than she does with Mac.
I think it's different, but she definitely seems like a sister, not, like regardless. Like, she's just, like, cool sister to whomever. But, like, to be fair to that meme, if ever two people were going to be your parents, I think Mac and Ronnie feels about right.
I don't. What do you mean?
I just think that if you that like you look like you could be a division of both of their colors.
Okay,
like,
all
you
right.
Know?
I'll take that.
Like, I got Ash and Anders. The only thing I was like, it's the hair. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's no other reason that they would give me this.
And the psychic powers.
I was clicking through that later. Yeah, I do have psychic power, and I can only open car doors with it.
One of them was also Bulk and Skull.
Yeah. One of them was like, I forget who it was, but it was someone I haven't seen yet, and I was like, I don't know who any of these people are. Like, none of these people even look familiar to me.
I don't think it was the official fan, not the official fan account, though. That's nothing. I don't think it was the official Power Rangers.
I don't
account.
Know. It might have been, but I'm not sure.
I'm going to see if I can find it. I don't tweet super often these days, so.
Okay. I think that Mac and Ronnie as a couple will, if it does happen, it's going to come out of nowhere.
I just don't think there's a lot of chemistry.
It doesn't feel, not after this episode where he's straight up making goo goo eyes at and with Tyson.
Okay, it was from the account The Power of Cosmic Fury Agus at Disco Ranger, but the I is a 1.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I just paused it now. That's two villains. I don't know. This is
two of them were like robot villains from some season that I saw, and I was like, why is this here? What do I
now?
What?
Now I got Zed and Rita.
So look.
I think like, and now there's Astronema and Zane. I think these are fan.
It's
candidates.
Gotta be because, well,
some of them are official, like Udonna, like, and Liambo, which I just got.
That'd be a
Gia and Jake, which I don't know if that ever turns into anything other than Jake has a crush on her.
From what I understand, Gia doesn't even get a spotlight episode in her season. So anyway, before we just go through all of them and you spoil yourself on 40 different pairings.
I've closed it already. It's too fast.
That's gonna be the end of this one for us. We'll see you next week for Man of Mercury.
I think it's Man of Mercury.
Mercury.
Maybe it's from, I don't know.
Man X Mercury. We'll find out what it is next time. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Recording.
Sorry, I wanted to make sure I switched it to time because it didn't look right.
Okay. You don't want to record in C major?
I just didn't want
to. Or whatever the hell that other version is.
By beats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of these days I'm going to record in that just to see what happens. It's probably going to fuck something up.
You'll have to tell me when you record in beats, and then I'll also record in beats so that if it is messed up, at least it'll be messed up the same way.
Yeah.